Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss the buyer's cost to close a transaction.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We want to talk a little bit about the buyer's side of a transaction in regards to the cost to close the transaction. There's a lot of times when buyers are asking sellers, is there a possibility that you could help me out with my closing costs? They don't really know what their closing costs are, so let's talk a little bit about that. In a previous market where you had the opportunity to negotiate a little more with sellers because it was more of a buyer's market, we could have this conversation. It's uncommon now to see that the seller would be willing to participate in closing costs for a couple of reasons. If you participate in closing costs as a seller, the way you can do it is you cannot pay a credit directly to the closing cost itself. You have to raise the price and then give the money back in essence in contributions. So it's really tricky because what you've got to do is get the property to appraise for even more than what it should appraise for possibly because you've got closing costs wrapped into the price. So during the negotiation stage of a transaction, mutually agreed upon date for closing is terminated, and that closing is what you're shooting for when you're going to have to bring the money forward. There is money before that closing day. As a buyer, you're going to be looking at inspection fees where you're going to pay the inspectors whether it closes or not. They're going to have money due. And the appraiser is the same way. They've done their job whether you record the sale into your name or not at the end of it. There are also other fees on the day of close of escrow. There are the lender fees, and the lender can describe those. They're all required to share with you early and often the disclosure of all the costs that will take to buy the loan. So you'll take a look at that closely. And traditionally, one half of the escrow fees and legal fees are paid to the escrow company by the buyer. So you're paying for half the fee of the service for the neutral third party to complete the transaction on your behalf as well as on the seller's behalf. That is to take the money and receive it, hand it over to the seller, and hand you the keys and, more importantly, the title, free and clear. There's also document preparation fees. If you're out of state or out of area at the time of signing, you may be paying a mobile notary. And in addition, there's also recording fees, which will record it out of the seller's name and into your name. There's title insurance, and the title insurance policy you're providing your lender will be something you'll pay. The seller, in turn, will pay for a title insurance policy completely to your benefit. So there are a lot of items that are part of the term closing costs. Make sure you understand those before you're asking someone else to cover it, because they'll want to know what it is specifically they're covering. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.